We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Delighted to be joined by Governor John Bel Edwards to talk about the, Governor Edwards, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Was this like a two trains moving at 5 miles an hour colliding with each other?
Well, it was something like that. It really was a wasted opportunity to further stabilize our state and maintain the momentum that we've got, undeniably, in terms of our 10-year low unemployment, the economic development wins that we have across the state, Louisiana, the investments, the stabilizing that we've already been able to do for higher education. It's sad. It's not terribly surprising. You know, last year we had a fiscal session that we were supposed to use to address the fiscal cliff, and not a single bill got out of the House. And now we had a special session this year to address the cliff, and not a single bill got out of the House. And, you know, we're going to start a regular session Monday, and we'll get back to the cliff, because I'm quite convinced they cannot pass a budget that's less $994 million in revenue. It was a wasted opportunity. But we're going to get back to work today and start working to try to fix it. In fact, as soon as I get off the phone, I'm meeting with some legislators to try to get this thing started again.
I'm quoting a Bayou brief here, written by Lamar White Jr. I believe this to be a matter of public record. And he says, there was a remarkable moment in Louisiana House of Representatives last Friday when a Republican legislator from Baton Rouge stood at the dais and revealed something about his own party's leadership that many have surmised to be true for the better part of 2 years. We don't want a Democratic governor to get reelected, and we don't want to give him a political win by doing tax reform. That was something that was told to me by party leadership. This was Representative Barry Ivey. We placed politics ahead of our constituents. We should all be ashamed. It seems as though the tone, Governor, of this special session, it seemed like it was more personal than business, and it got very, very nasty at some points.
It did, and that's unfortunate because, you know, I served in the House for 8 years, and it should be a collegial body where you can air out disagreements. And on important matters, though, you got to be able to work through them. So you have to have the ability to get along and to have some level of trust, and people have to believe you're operating in good faith. And there is no doubt that what Representative Ivey said is correct. In fact, two other Republican representatives made similar comments from the floor of the House the other day. And I don't believe that opposition to me motivates a majority of the Republicans in the House, but there's a sizable number of folks there who are willing to sacrifice the well-being of our state and its people in order to try to deal me a political defeat. And I think that is so short-sighted. First of all, I don't think the politics works for them on that, because the people of Louisiana are smarter than that. They see who's working and who isn't. They see who is sincere about fixing our problems and who isn't. And so hopefully they'll get past it. We need to, because this is not about me or them. This is about our kids and our grandkids and whether they're going to have all the opportunity for success right here in Louisiana that we want for them. And I can tell you, opportunity is synonymous with education today. And we better fund education, K-12, higher ed, including our TOPS, if we want to keep our kids here and have all the opportunities for them that we want.
Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I was thinking that very thing. 50,000 students in the state benefiting from TOPS, 14,000 LSU alone. What would you say to parents who are watching all of this unfold and they don't know if the TOPS money is going to be there next year or not?
Well, first of all, I apologize to them. We should have resolved this last year, and we should have resolved it in this session. They shouldn't be wondering whether TOPS is going to be there for them next academic year, whether their kids are graduating seniors in high school or whether they're already in higher ed. It shouldn't have happened this way. I'm determined to get the cliff fixed, to fully fund TOPS, to not cut our higher education. You know, that's the situation today. For the first time in 10 years, right now, we funded higher education without a cut, and we fully funded the TOPS program, and it has been a tremendous opportunity for our universities and community technical colleges to stabilize and to actually do better. Requests for admissions across the state of Louisiana and all of our systems for this fall coming up are at record highs. And that's what we need. We've got some challenges in Louisiana, but having too many well-educated people isn't one of them. We need to stay on the road that we're on, but we can't if we don't have legislators serious about fixing this cliff. And by the way, because a lot of people miss this point, the $994 million cliff that needs to be fixed, that's a revenue estimating conference number. That's the difference between the state general fund forecast for this year and next year. There's actually $1.38 billion in temporary revenue falling off the books. So if we reset at 994 on those revenue measures, there is a reduction in the tax burden in the state of Louisiana. And even at 994, there's $120 million in cuts that will be required. And so people need to focus a little bit on that. We don't have a cliff because revenue isn't coming in as forecasted or because expenditures have exceeded what we expected. It's simply the temporary revenue enacted 2 years ago falling off the books. And there is no way to pass a budget that adequately funds our critical priorities without replacing that revenue. Now, the good news is the federal tax reforms that were enacted in December are going to produce about $300 million more to Louisiana, but that still leaves us $692 million short of the cliff, as I just defined it. So we've got a significant amount of work to do. The budget, even though this is a non-fiscal session that starts Monday, the budget will dominate that session, and so will this cliff. And I've called upon the legislature to adjourn early, so that we can have a special session that ends no later than the scheduled adjournment day for the regular session. We shouldn't have to pay another set of per diem to these legislators to go in and do this work. And so I've called for them to adjourn early. Let's start a special session. Let's fix the cliff, pass a budget, and then get out of our way and watch what happens in Louisiana. Watch all of the wonderful things that continue to happen across our state.
Very quickly, I know you're busy. Former treasurer, current senator John Kennedy brings up contracts all the time. Is there a lot of money to be saved from that? Is there any review process going on? Is it as costly as it is made out to be?
Well, look, contracts are costly, and we review them all the time, and so does the Joint Legislative Committee on the Budget. There's been an effort for many, many years, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, to downsize state government and privatize. You privatize state services through contracts. And so we have more contracts now that are worth more money than ever before. But that's because our state workforce went from about 100,000 to 70,000 people. And the biggest contracts happen to do with, for example, with the Medicaid program, when the decision was made to use managed care organizations, insurance companies, to administer the program rather than having fee-for-service administered by the Department of Hospitals. Well, you can only do that with a contract. So when people say we need to cut the size of government and privatize, and you do that, and then they say, well, we got too many contracts. Well, what is it that you want? Do you want the big government that runs things itself, or do you want the contracts? Now, we always have an obligation, and we take it seriously, to review contracts, make sure that they're not costing us more than they should. And we take that extremely seriously. But that's why we have as many contracts as we do today.
Governor, a representative, I think it was, or a senator, somebody's pre-filed a bill, and we're looking for that right now. Who is it? Edmund Jordan, I'm sorry, Governor, but about legalizing marijuana and it being a fix-all for the budget. So many times whenever there's a shortfall, we hear about that. What's your views on all of that?
I am not for legalizing marijuana for recreational use. I think that's a short-sighted approach to the budget. I, at the very most, we should just simply watch what happens in those states that have legalized marijuana for recreational use and see what the impacts there are, whether they are good or bad, and one day, with the benefit of that information, maybe revisit this issue. But I am 100% opposed to the recreational use of marijuana.
Well, and you still have an issue about whether or not it's legal federally, right?
Well, you do, and in fact, there are some challenges on our medicinal marijuana program because of the approach that the current attorney general was taken in Washington. And so it would seem an inopportune time, inappropriate time, inadvisable, however you want to say it, to move forward with recreational marijuana use in Louisiana.
Anything you wanted to add, Governor?
No, just I continue to be optimistic that we're going to fix these problems. We have to. I'm back at work today. As I mentioned a while ago, I'm about to meet with a fine group of legislators so that together we can kickstart this thing and get it done. The stakes are too high. We have too much momentum in Louisiana right now. We shouldn't lose it because some people want to deal me some sort of a political defeat, because they're dealing a defeat to families, to people all over the state of Louisiana, not to me. I'm going to work to bring everybody together, push the right to the center, push the left to the center, and see if we can come up with enough votes to fix our problem responsibly, and then we'll have great things happen in our state.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.